on the campus of Manhasset High School tonight. The Port Washington Vikings visit the Manhasset Indians. I'm Matt Levine, sitting next to my partner, Dylan Spilker, from beautiful Manhasset, New York. A terrific basketball game for you tonight. It's the young Port Washington Vikings at 0-1 and the Manhasset Indians at 0-0. Now let's go to Dylan with tonight's keys to the game.
Starting things off with number one, Port Washington has to win the rebound battle. 6'8" juggernaut Daniel Dash and big man Garrett Russell are going to have their hands full tonight, grabbing the ball off the glass against this Indians team. Moving on to number two is getting production from point guard Connor Shanahan. He has showed that he is a sharpshooter, and he is going to need to contribute in a huge way for Port to be successful in this one, as he did last game, scoring a team-high of 15 points. Finishing off the Vikings...
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Manhasset High School's Athletic and Convocation Center.
And Joe Malconi and
for the 58th annual Fritz Mueller Harness Sims Invitational Basketball Tournament.
Just moments away.
Tonight's first game was at 5 o'clock. Beth Page and Peter West Hempstead. By the way,
Chris Demelis,
we would normally be playing tomorrow night. These games are canceled. You'll hear when they're rescheduled, but there's
now for the Vikings, the dynamic duo of senior Connor Shanahan and Jack Stolper handling the backcourt duties. At the 3 for Port, it is the junior Mark Daly. Down low for the Vikings is big man Garrett Russo. And rounding out the starting five is 6'8 monster Daniel Dash. And we will be right back with your tip-off.
And I know we have...
We are back here. It is WDOT Port Washington. We are live from Manhasset High School. And we would like to point out that last year, Port Washington Vikings were the champions of this tournament. So Dylan, what are they going to need to do this time to win it once again?
They're going to need to not turn the ball over, because last game there were plenty of times where they had the opportunity to put the ball in the basket, and they wasted these opportunities by turning the ball over. There were plenty of key turnovers by Connor Shanahan and Joe Malconi, and they wish to see a change in that this week. But on the bright side from that, Connor Shanahan putting up a team high of 15 points last week, and you hope that he can reproduce that.
We are getting set to tip off for Washington in their royal blue jersey with white trimming, and Manhasset in their white jerseys with blue trimming. The tip is up, and it is controlled by Port. Garrett Russo wins the tip from Dash. He gives it to Stolper at the top of the key. A little pass and cut. Dash in the corner, at the top of the key to Daly. Daly to Stolper back in the corner. Pass to Dash in the post. A good move by Dash, puts up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Santella, who brings it up the court. Passes out to Demelis at the wing. Back to Santella at the top of the key. And back to Demelis at the top of the key. Almost double dribbles. Gives it to number 23, Jack Cifrio, in the corner. A cross-court pass. Santella for three. No good. Off the front rim. Santella gets his own rebound and gives it back to Demelis. He resets the offense. He drives, guarded by Shanahan. Shot put up by number 14, Jack Cardillo. A bad miss, rebounded by Santella. And shot by John Mastando, a three ball, no good. Rebounded again by Manhasset. Chucked away. And a crazy play controlled by the Indians. Santella for three, no good. Rebounded by Connor Shanahan. And we have a foul called on the play. Very quick action in this basketball game.
Yeah, something that you can point out early on is Port's inability to have any kind of defensive rebounding early on. Manhasset's all over the boards early on, and you need Port to get some defensive rebounds, especially from big
fouls on Jack Cifrio. That's his first, team's first.
Foul was on number 23, Jack Cifrio, and Port has the ball. Top of the key is Mark Daly. A nice dribble at, gives it to Dash back at the top. A weird play with the center dribbling the ball at the top of the key. Gives it to Shanahan. Down low bounce pass to Daly in the paint. And gives it to Dash, who turns it over. But it was off Manhasset's foot, and it will stay here for Port Washington with 10 seconds left on the shot clock.
That was a very risky pass by Daniel Dash there. I thought he could have gone up there for an easy layup. He was right in the paint, and you wouldn't want him anywhere else with his tall figure. He can usually put those in. He has to be a little more aggressive right now and stop him from that.
Is number 10, Louis Perfetto. And Shanahan inbounds to Ressa. Ressa under the backboard, rejected by the backboard. Here comes the Indians. And the pass is thrown away. Demelis can't catch it. Vikings basketball.
Good transition by the Port Washington defense there. I thought Manhasset had a good break there, but Port Washington ended up with a nice turnover, so they get the ball back now.
A minute and 40 seconds in this game, scoreless. And here's Daly at the top of the key. Moves to the right wing, gives it to Ressa in the post. He drives, and we have a foul called. The foul will be on number 13, Tom Santella of the Indians, and the Vikings will take it out from behind the basket.
We'll support to make him a good play right here, right under the basket.
Foul number 13, Santella, his first team second.
They give it to Russell right away.
Gives it to Russell, who gives it to Daly, and it's down to Dash in the post. Daly at the top of the key, fakes the three, drives, gives it to Dash, drives in the paint, no good off the backboard. Rebounded by number 14, Jack Cardillo, and he steps out of bounds. Vikings ball.
I thought there was a lot of contact on Daniel Dash there. I thought they easily could have called a foul, but it's a poor ball anyway.
Shanahan inbounds, gives it to Ressa. Ressa gives it to Daly at the right elbow. Stolper drives on the right wing, in the paint, puts up a floater. He is fouled and one at the basket.
That's excellent drive by Jack Stolper. He went right to the basket on his dominant hand, his left hand, took the foul, went up there. Now he shoot one from the free throw line.
For Washington basket is good. First basket to Jack Stolper. Found the
Stolper with the
one.
Basket. And the foul will be on the Indians. Stolper with one shot from the free throw line. His first shot is up, and it's off the left part of the rim. Outlet pass to Themelis for the Indians. He slows it down for the offense. 2-0 lead for the Vikings. Gives it to number 11, John Mastanda. He drives right. Stolen away by Dash, but regained by the Indians. Number 10, Louis Perfetto off the top of the key. He gives it to Themelis. Themelis. Pass to John Mastanda, and a corner through shot by Santella. No good, gets it rebound. Fake shot rejected by Dash. Regained by the Indians. Mastanda drives. He's rejected by the entire Vikings team. Shanahan and Dash collapsing on that layup. There's a foul call.
Very strange call. Daniel Dash went clean on that block, and I thought that was easily blocked away, but the foul is on him. And
fouls on Shanahan.
Actually,
his first
team Shanahan. Excuse me, that's his first foul.
Mastanda from the charity stripe. First one is up and good. 2-1 lead for the Vikings with 5:15 left in the first quarter.
Low scoring early on. You expect some more shots from Connor Shanahan. You haven't seen much from him lately.
And the second shot is up and it is good. 2 for 2 from the line for Mastanda. And the Vikings will look to reset here. Stolper with the ball at the top of the key. He drives past to Shanahan on the right wing. Shanahan loses the ball, turns it over. Steal by Louis Perfetto, who passes it out to number 14, Jack Cardillo, with a nice soft touch off the glass for the lay-in.
We were just talking about it. Connor Shanahan's turnover is a big part of this game, but we still early baskets for him in attitude.
And Shanahan loses the ball again, but regains it past the Dash. To Daly at the top of the key. Daly drives left, puts up the layup. He is fouled and one again for the Vikings.
We're going to be seeing that a lot from the Vikings early on, driving to the basket, not forcing too many outside shots, and being very aggressive in the paint.
Basket's good, turns the basket to Mark Daly, and shoot one shot.
Excellent driving by Paul Washington early on to put the first 4 points on.
That was on Mastanda.
The foul was on John Mastanda. That is his first. And here's Daly from the line. And his shot is good. That is the Vikings' first free throw of the game. 5-4 lead for the Vikings. And here comes Perfetto up the court. Passes that to Mastanda. Mastanda to number 14, Cardillo in the corner. Corner jump shot, no good, rebounded by Ressa. Outlet pass to Stolper. The Vikings will reset. Wide open Shanahan in the corner. And he is called for a traveling violation.
Russ went over this again. That's two turnovers for Connor Shanahan. Only not even 4 minutes in yet. That's two turnovers for Shanahan.
And number 23 is Jack Zafrio is back in for Jack Cardillo. Perfetto bringing up the ball for the Vikings. 4:20 left to play. Themelis on the right wing. Drives left. Jump stop from the foul line. And it's good. A nice jump shot from Chris Themelis.
To drive more though if they want to generate more points on this Paul Washington defense.
Shanahan pass to the cutting Daly. Cutting Ressa gives it the ball and he is rejected by Tom Santella. Regained by the Vikings and puts the ball on the floor and it is out of bounds. Indians basketball and we have two subs coming in for the Vikings. It is Matt Schmitz, the sophomore, in for Dash. And number 20, Volkan Levent, also a sophomore, in for senior Jack Stolper. Perfetto bringing up the ball for the Indians, calls out his play. A nice dribble out to number 11, Mastanda, who gives it to Themelis at the right wing. Themelis to Mastanda for three. It is good, a nice trifecta from the Indians.
It's not contested at all from the Vikings. That defense needs to be stronger.
And the Indians are out to a 4-point lead. Shanahan with the ball, gives it to Volkan Levent in the corner. Ressa posting up. He gives it to Schmitz. Schmitz for three. No good off the back iron. And it is out of bounds. It will be Indians basketball with 3:20 left to play, a 9-5 lead for the home team. Inbound pass to Perfetta. Guarded by Levent. Passes out to Themelis at the right wing. Passes to the cutting Mastando. Mastando to Zafrio. Zafrio with the shot. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Mark Daly. Daly bringing it up fast for the Vikings. He drives left. Puts up a wild shot and he is hacked on the play. No basket, as it obviously did not go in. Foul on the play, and Mark Daly will go to the charity stripe for two shots.
Once again, you see Port very successful early on while driving to the basket.
Foul to Zafiro, that's his second. Five defaults of it has it, five.
Generating points from being very aggressive inside the paint.
The foul is on Zafiro, that's his second. And the first one from Daly is no good.
On and the line, Mark Daly,
in comes
for the Vikings.
Jack Cargillo, and out comes Jack Zafiro. Manhasset fans booing Daly as he sinks his second free throw, and in comes Joe Malconian, who replaces Mark Daly. A very young lineup for the Vikings right now. We have two sophomores and a junior. Themelis gives it to Perfetto, guarded with a press by Levent. Levent playing very aggressive defense. Perfetto gives it to Themelis on the right wing, gives it to Mastando at the top. Santella with the ball, driving to Cargillo. At the top of the key. Mastando regains, resets. Themelis in the corner. A couple dribble moves guarded by Shanahan, and there's a foul. Good defense, but he is called for the foul. Garrett Ressa of Port Washington. What are your thoughts on that play, Dylan?
Viking foul on 22, Garrett Ressa, his first.
Good defense.
That's the Vikings' second team foul.
He's got to contest those shots.
Inbound pass, and it's off the foot of Shanahan, and it will stay right here as the Indians basketball. And in comes number 20, Joe Bush for the Indians. He will replace John Mastando. Inbound by Themelis. And he will find Santella at the block. He is rejected by sophomore Matt Schmidt. Outlet pass to Shanahan, who gives it to Levent. Levent puts up a wild shot, air ball, and rebounded by Joe Bush, who has just checked in. Perfetto, 2-on-1. Bounce pass to Santella, who gives it to Cargillo. Missed the layup. Rebounded by Malconi and back the other way. Quick paced basketball right now. Levent for three in the corner. He connects from triple. Volkan Levent from the 3-point line.
Volkan Levent has a field goal from Port Washington. Ties the game at
9. That was a very good
three before they tied the game. Themelis for the Indians. Gives it to Perfetto in the corner. Puts up a three. No good off the front iron. Rebounded by Ressa. Levent bring up the ball, gives it to Schmitz. Schmitz drives, gives it out to Shanahan in the corner. Turned over again by Connor Shanahan and taken away from the Indians. Santella, 1-on-1 with Shanahan. He puts up a layup and it is good off the glass.
That's 3-point turnovers that have led to points going the other way.
11-9 in favor of the Indians with a minute and a half left to play in the first quarter. Levent driving, gives it out to Ressa at the top. Nice feed into the paint, and Shanahan cannot connect on the soft jumper. Rebound by the Indians, back the other way. Santella with another lay-in, and he is called, Ressa is called for a foul, as he thought he got all ball on that one, and I thought he did too. What do you think, Dylan?
I thought it was clearly a foul on Garrett Ressa, but the problem is they're letting the Manhasset Indians inside, and it's really generating a lot of fouls against Port Washington early on. And Port needs to keep him to the outside a little more than they have so far.
Foul was on Port Washington's Matt Schmitz, his first, team third.
Foul was on Matt Schmitz, excuse us for that error. And the first shot from Santella was no good. Off the back iron, second one from the charity stripe is up, and it is good.
And the junior,
giving the Indians a 12-9 lead with a minute and 15 left to play. Shanahan bringing up the ball for the Vikings. He gives it to Ressa in the corner. Ressa jab step move. Gives it to Malconian at the top of the key. He drives right. Nothing there. Comes back out to the left. In the paint. Gives it to Ressa, who's back in the corner. 15 left on the shot clock. A nice bounce pass, but it's stolen away by Santella, who connects and gives it to Themelis at the top. Themelis drives right. In the lane. Puts up a floater. No good off the back iron. And rebounded by the Vikings, Joe Malconian. gives it to Shanahan. Shanahan with a nice behind-the-back dribble. Volkan Levent for three again. No good. Offensive rebound, but stolen away by Perfetto. Perfetto to Cargillo on the right. Bounce pass stolen away by Ressa. But there is a foul on the floor. It will be Volkan Levent.
I did not see any foul there. I thought that was excellent defense by Matt Schmidt. And I thought that was going to be another takeaway from Paul Washington, but now the ball will be under court's basket.
32 seconds left in the first quarter. At the top of the key, Themelis gives it to Santella. Back to Themelis. They're going to run the clock down with the shot clock turned off. Gives it to Perfetto. Back to Santella in the corner. Santella puts up a three. No good. Rebounded by Shanahan, who will drive up the court. 15 seconds left in the first quarter. A nice feed into the lane, but stolen away again. Shanahan with a turnover. And an outlet pass to Perfetto. Nobody on him. Layup for the Indians. 3 seconds left. Volkan pulls up from half court. No good. And at the end of the first quarter, the Indians lead 14-9. We will be back here from WDOT Port Washington with your second quarter.
And
we are back with second quarter basketball here for Washington.
And as you call for the second quarter, they're leading 14-9.
For the Manhasset Indians, guarded by Mark Daly at the top, drives left. He puts up a pull-up shot off the back rim, no good, rebound to Mark Daly. Daly brings up the ball for to the right wing to Levent. Drives, draws a foul. The foul is on number 14, Cargillo. Then Port will have the ball under the basket.
That is an early foul for the Indians in the second quarter. They try to keep
Charles
this 5-point lead.
Pamela, that's his second, 16 on Manhasset. Second foul on the
nose. Under their basket.
There seems to be a push-off foul on Matthew Schmidt. Another one of those unnecessary turnovers from Port Washington early on, not the way they wanted to start the second quarter here with the turnover.
You're exactly right. They need to limit those turnovers. And they need to start playing some smart offense.
Luis Perfetto brings up the ball for the Indians. Guarded by Levent at the top. Drives right, finds number 13, Santella on the top. Santella drives, puts up some crazy shot, and swatted away by Daniel. But another unnecessary turnover for Port as they cannot control the ball. And it is on Mark Daly who turns the ball over, and it is Indians' ball on the sideline on the far side.
We're going to keep saying it until they fix it. They need to limit these turnovers.
Mastando to inbound. He gets it to Gargillo, gets it right back, puts up a layup off the back rim, and it's good.
I saw that one. Dash is trailing the Indians defender, trying to reject him, but he missed on that one.
Levent drives right, dishes to Malconia down the left wing. He's in deep, passes to Daniel at the elbow, now to Schmitz at the point. Now in the corner to Malconian. Now right outside the key to Daniel Dash, who drives right, fakes, gives it to Malconian all the way on the right wing. He drives, spin moves, puts up a layup, and it's good. Malconian with another basket for Port. 16-11, 7 minutes to go.
That was some good offense by the Vikings with some passes created.
Joe Malconian, last basket for Port. Malconian, 14.
This is to the right wing to number 20. Push, drives to the top, pulls up, way off. And it'll be Port ball.
That was an over-the-back foul from Cargillo. He reached over, surprisingly, someone who's 6 inches taller than him, it looks like, Daniel Dash.
It's going to be 1-1 for Port Washington.
That was on Cargillo. That's his first. He's over the limit, though.
We'll go for the
with 17 fouls.
Daniel
over the limit.
Dash from
Port Washington will shoot one plus the bonus.
And if he makes the first, he gets to shoot the second. If he misses, it's a live ball.
Port Washington has had plenty of free
throws.
There's
a lot of team here, Dash. They're
going to have to start making free throws if they want to climb back. Dash's attempt from the free throw line, no good. Rebound to Cargillo. Perfetto brings up the ball in the right wing. Pressured by Levent, and there's a foul on Levent. It's going to be a reach.
And the Indians will have the ball on the outside here.
Foul on Levent. That's his second. 16 fouls on
the court. It keeps him on the court. But you have to be smarter than that on the defense.
The second quarter's had a pretty different feel early on. It's been a lot slower paced. There's Cargillo driving on Dash from the right side. Puts up a shot, and it's a travel on Cargillo. Excellent defense by Dash there, keeping him on the outside of the paint. Mark Taylor to inbound for Port. Levent bringing up the ball for Port Washington. He's got Marconi and Mark Taylor on his left, Schmitz and Daniel Dash on his right. He drives right, jump steps into the middle, and gets blocked away by number 10, Perfetto, and now back the other way. Santella gets it to number 23, and it's a layup made by Jackson.
and John Bastando.
18-11, 6:15 to go.
Great transition defense to offense for the Indians on that possession.
Martelli to Daniel Dash on the top of the left wing. Back to Martelli on the right side. Back up top to Marconian. To left wing to Levent. He takes on Perfetto. He drives right and Perfetto gets by him. In the lane, but a turnover, but a foul is called on the Manhasset Indians. And Port Washington will take the ball out. Excuse me, they will have another one and one opportunity here. Levent will take the ball here. And in comes Ben Spear. First time we're seeing Ben Spear tonight. Didn't get a lot of time in the first game, but he has a nice touch to his shot. He doesn't shoot the ball that often, but you'd like to see a lot more from him.
I think Ben Spear, the biggest problem is confidence in his shot. And once he gains that, I think he will be a great asset to this Vikings team.
Rebounded by Jackson Hero.
To number 20 up top, Joe Bush, now on the right wing. A shot is put up. No shot is called by the referee. It did not go in either way. It'll be Manhasset Indians ball. It'll be a 1-1 from the free throw line for number 10, Louis Perfetto. In comes Johnny Bellini from the bench.
Bonus. And we are seeing the junior Johnny Bellini for the first time this season.
Perfetto's first attempt from the free throw line. It's good. The Indians extend their lead to an 8-point lead, 5:45 left here in the second quarter. For Washington rolling out with Ben Spear, Daniel Dash, Mark Daly, Johnny Bellini, and then Joe Malconia. Free throw missed, rebound by Mark Daly.
Mark Daly with the rebound for the Vikings.
Ball up on the left wing, gives it to Johnny Bellini. Has a lot of time, fakes, passes to Mark Daly on the left side, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound to Joe Malconia in the paint. He fakes a bunch of times, he goes up for the layup, off the back rim, and it's good.
Joe Malconia with a nice play, an offensive rebound and a putback from the 14, Joe Malconia.
Perfetto to the left wing to Joe Bush. Now back up top to number 13, Santana. Cross taken away by Johnny Bellini. Looking for Martell on the right wing, but he was caught with the travel. Another mistake.
Travel by Jason on the right wing.
Over could have led to more points, but instead an unnecessary travel. Johnny Bellini wide open on the right wing. Opted not to pass to him, decided to make a move, but instead turned the ball over for a travel.
In the game, number 3, Eddie Donatis. In place of
Perfetto on the right wing, up top to number 13, Santella. Perfetto, back up to Bush up top, drives left on Marconian, now to the wing. Now to Bush, Bush goes up to three, no good, rebound to Daniel Dash.
Rebound Dash.
Daly, keep the pace, Ben Spear right on the elbow, drives right. Back onto the right side to Daly, kicks it inside to Marconian. Marconian drives, puts up a layup, no good, rebound to... Well, again for the Indians. Perfetto drives and drives the lead, but is completely rejected by Daniel. And again, another rejection by Daniel Dash as Zafiro tried to put up another shot. That's two blocks.
That ball was absolutely dashed away.
That was
unintended.
That was outstanding by Daniel.
Great defense from the big man.
Santella drives to Daniel Dash, got two men to jump, and puts him away. The Indians up by 8 here as Johnny Bellini brings the ball for Port Washington. Bellini drives, puts up a layup, thought it was good, but it's no good. Rebound to the Indians. Perfetto brings up the ball, slows it down for the Indians. Just under 4 minutes to go, 21-13 Indians. Santella stops right at the top of the key. He gives it to number 20, Joe Bush, who gives it back to Perfetto on the right wing. He gives it right at the free throw line to Zafiro, puts up a shot, no good, rebound to Spear. Martelli brings up the ball for Port. Makes a move on Santella, kicks it out to the right wing to Malconian. Malconian back up top to Spear. Spear drives right, and he is called for an offensive foul for the Indians ball. The foul was drawn by number 3, Ed Matias.
I disagree with that call, they called it charge.
Out comes Perfetto for number 22, Steven Theodoropoulos.
I thought for sure that that was a blocking foul on the Indians. The refs thought otherwise, and that's why they made the call that I
don't.
Johnny Bellini drops it up top to Santella, gets it back to the right side. Now to Theodoropoulos. Now to the right side to Santella, who puts up a three. Front rim, no good, rebound to Spear.
gives it to Malconian on the right side. As he dribbles it forward. He's at the free throw line. Stops, looking for an outlet. Finds Spear at the top. Finds Shai Bellini. He drives to the right side. In the paint, fakes a shot. Gives it to Russo in the lane. Yeah. Nice play made by Darryl Russo. Just under 3 minutes to go. With Washington down by six.
Great move by Ressa in the
Garrett Ressa on the play for Washington scores the field goal. Ressa, 22.
Back up top to him. He drives in Malconian. Finds Perfetti. Right back to Santella for a three on the outside. Once again, no good. Rebound to Ben Spear. Almost kept it out of bounds, but keeps it in. Connor Shannon upping the pace to Johnny Bellini. Drives, double team, kicks it out to Shanahan. Dangerous pass. Takes the shot, drives. Looks for Malconian inside for an easy win. And the lead is down to
Joe Malconian for two for the Vikings.
That's a nice pass. Shot on that.
Into the game, 22 is Theodoropoulos.
Fedo here. Theodoropoulos, good pass on the left side. Gives it up top to Santella. Santella passes to the right side. Finds number 23, Sakura, inside, guarded by Spear. Now guarded by Russo. Drops it back to Perfetta up top at the free throw line. Air ball. The ball is loose, rebounded by Johnny Bellini. Looking for a pass, driving the lane, sees he has an opening, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's caught by Zafiro. And now the Indians bring the ball back up. With just under 2 minutes to go, and a timeout of the passive Indians. And we will be right back to you with 1:43 left, Port Washington down 21-17. We are back with second quarter action here. Port Washington down by four, 1:43 to go. It'll be the Manhasset Indians ball at midcourt. Matt, what does Port have to do to get back into this game?
They need to play outstanding defense, because the Indians like to put up some three-pointers. They need to protect the ball on offense and limit the turnovers to be successful from here on out.
John Mastando is checked back in for the Indians. Santella drives on Shanahan in the lane, puts up a crazy shot, no good. Rebounds by the Indians, chucks it back up to the court, recovered by Santella. Pass deflected by Johnny Bellini, and now he drives back the other way, puts up a layup off the backboard, and it's no good. It will remain Port ball here with 1:17 left. Connor Shanahan will inbound for Port Washington. The refs are talking it over, deciding who this ball went out of.
I believe that was off of the Indians.
And it will remain Port ball.
And I'm completely wrong. That call is overturned, and head coach of the Vikings, Sean Dooley, is very annoyed with that call.
Santella and Mastando come out.
Replace Mastando and Santella.
Cargillo comes in. And also number 5, Nick Quinn, comes in for the Manhasset Indians. Indians ball under their basket, 1:17 left. It's been a close game so far here. A lot of fouls early on, a lot of stop and score basketball. Less turnovers from Port though, and that's why they've gone back into this game. Perfetto to bring up the ball for
Manhasset the Indians.
Bringing it up slowly. Guarded by Johnny Bellini at the top. Drives to the right, kicks it out to number 3. Edge to Matias. Back up top to Perfetto. Now to the left wing to number 15, Joe Licurgo. Now to Perfetto up top. Guarded by Bellini. To the right side to Diagolopoulos. And there's a foul. An offensive foul on the Indians. It'll be Port Washington ball. The foul is on number 3, Ed to Matias. 58.4 seconds to go.
Foul on
Demandis,
his first,
team's 9. Like, we'll have to slow it down here and shoot as much clock as they can to get a good shot and a good look at the basket to come close at halftime.
Bellini gets it to Shanahan on the right side. Now to Ressa at the top left. Spear sets a pick, but it's an offensive foul on Ben Spear. And Julie cannot believe it.
And the look in Spear's face was complete shock.
That's
questionable
second.
Call from the officials.
Once again, you see some more turnovers from Port here. It's really adding up right now, late in the second quarter. 39 seconds to go. Theodoropoulos gets it to the right
stop
side.
Him. Don't let them
number 15, Licurdo, puts up a three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Theodoropoulos. Kicks it out. Now to Pacetto up top. Puts up an uncontested three-pointer. Way off. Rebound to John Bellini. 23 seconds to go. Slows down the pace a little, 17 seconds and counting. Guarded by Perfetto, kicks it out to Shanahan on the wing with 12 seconds left.
Wood seemed very slow for early on with only 10 seconds left.
7 seconds.
And Connor Shanahan. Oh! And the Rockets score is the back to the game, 18-3. While the fans were chanting the shot clock, he didn't know how much time was left. He missed the shot clock.
What do you think about the ends of that half?
As we said in the keys to the game, we need to get Shanahan going. He's a sharp shooter, and he just showed it with that play, cutting it to a one-point deficit going back half, giving all the momentum, in my opinion, to the Vikings as they will head to the locker room for a quick break.
Excellent comeback from Port Washington. Right back in the second half basketball for the Port Washington Vikings.
You're listening to WDOT Port Washington, and this is your special halftime report from Matt and Dylan. We have a 21-20 lead in favor of the Manhasset Indians, and we hit a late, crazy three-pointer off the backboard, the time expiring from Connor Shanahan, to make it a one-point deficit. So Dylan, what are you going to expect the Vikings to do as they come out here in the second half?
I'm going to expect them to try to speed up this game a little because they were scoring points and they were being aggressive and driving to the basket. You saw it early in the first quarter when players like Mark Daly and Joe Malcone were driving into the paint. They were being aggressive, they were putting up layups, they were drawing fouls, and they were putting up points for Port Washington. If Port is stuck taking outside shots for the rest of this game, there's no way they're going to win against this Manhasset team. The Manhasset team is clearly the better outside shooters. They clearly have better shooters than them. If Port wants to win, they're going to have to work it inside the Daniel Dash. They're going to have to draw fouls in the paint, and they're going to have to turn the ball over from the defensive side of the ball. They cannot play offense unless they play defense first.
I think in order for the Vikings to come back and lead in this game, as Dylan said, he touched up on all those points, which I agree with all, every single one of them. Mainly, I think the Vikings need to keep the ball on offense and slow it down a little bit, maybe even speed it up, but just maintain the ball and not turn it over as they have a lot in the first game and in the first half. And the Vikings coming out from the locker room, we'll be back here in just about a minute with some second half action from this one. We are back live with the second half, 21-20 lead for the Indians. I'm Matt Levine, sitting next to Dylan Spilko.
Come on, we'll get the ball first.
And it is Port Washington basketball. Shanahan will inbound to Stolper.
Stolper, the point there.
And now they are going to the left of us to score on this left basket. Shanahan, early shot from the free throw line, no good. And there's a foul. It is on the defense. Over the back foul on, over Daniel Dash. The foul will be on number 13, Tom Santella, and the Vikings will take it out early, 8 seconds into the half, from under their basket.
Fouls out Santella on the rebound, that's his second, team's first.
Inbounded to Ressa at the block, puts up a layup. Strong finish for Garrett Ressa. For Washington leads. Tomellis bringing up the ball. The Vikings starting out the second half the way they did in the beginning of the game. And the shot by number 11 from three, John Vestano, connects the triple, giving the Indians a two-point lead.
Indians showing their range early on here in the second half.
And Stolper passed to Daly, who drops it but picks it back up. He drives out to Ressa, top of the key. Ressa drives. And a nice no-look pass to Stolper in the bottom behind the basket. Bounce pass from Daly. It's stolen away by Santella. Fast break opportunity, and he finishes off the glass. Another turnover by Port, and it is costing them early on. Stolper controlling it from the top of the key. He drives left from his dominant side. Gives it to Daly in the corner, who drives baseline. Stolper, dribble moves, loses his dribble. Cannot find anyone. Gives it to Daly in the corner. Daly will dribble out of the corner and give it to Dash at the top of the key, who gives it to Ressa on the left wing. Connor Shanahan with the cut. And number 23 of the Indians, Jack Zaffrino, is called for a defensive foul with the use of the hands
foul
on Ressa.
Jack Zaffrino, that's his third.
There was only 10 seconds on the shot clock left, and Port looked like they didn't have anything going on for them on that possession.
Inbound from Daly to Stolper. And there is an offensive foul. I believe it is on Daniel Dash. He is arguing with the officials as he does not like that call, and I did not see
it.
But either way, those are some serious fouls by Paul Washington. Another turnover. They need to maintain the basketball on offense. And here come the Indians. Camellis guarded by Shanahan. Bounce pass to Zafrio on the right elbow. Camellis on the right wing. Gives it to Mostando at the top. And pass to the left to Santella. Camellis, top of the key. Three-pointer. It is no good off the left iron. Rebounded by number 14, Jack Zafrio. And he puts in a nice layup over Daniel Dash. 28-22 lead for the Indians. 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Gressa on the right wing. Backdoor cut to Shanahan, and a bounce pass is stolen away again by the Indians. Santella with the layup, no good, rebounded by Gressa. And the ball is tipped away, but caught by Santella, who was standing out of bounds, so it will stay court basketball.
5:43 left, that was very sloppy basketball from both teams. Now Port brings the ball up, now down by six.
Shanahan from the point on this possession. Screened by Dash at the top of the key, behind the back dribbling from Shanahan. Dash at the top of the key, fakes the three-pointer. Gives it to Shanahan, left wing. Pulls up from three, he connects, no, in and out. In and out.
Thought that was in.
Everyone in the gym thought that was in. Camellis with the rebound, who drives back the other way. And a three-pointer by Mostando. No good. Ricks. Turnover by Dash. And it is gained by the Indians, who come shoot a layup, and it's rejected by Dash. Back the other way. Bailey dribbling up the court. Puts up a layup, and it's fouled on the play.
That was an excellent recovery by Daniel Dash, who made a very bad pass in his own zone. It was taken away by the Indians. A missed layup, they got it back. And Daniel Dash swats it away like he always does in the paint.
That is Dash's third rejection of the game. We have Mark Daly from the charity stripe. And his first one is good. Here's a 5-1
the line is first two.
Coming in for the Indians is number 10
in the game.
Louis Perfetto, who places Tom Santella. Mark Daly again from the line. Is in and out, but almost rebounded by the Vikings. Camellis, back the other way, Perfetto at the top of the key. And it's given to Mostando, who drives, rejected again by Dash, off the glass, back the other way. Daly, back past the Stolper, puts up a shot, no good. He thought he got fouled, and it's a fast break. Mostando, laying off the glass. The Vikings are trailing by 7 with 4.5 left to play in the third quarter.
The Vikings really need something now to get this team jump-started here late in the third.
Daly at the top of the key. Screen by Dash. Kicks it out to Shanahan, to Ressa in the corner. Ressa drives baseline. Poked away by the defenders, Jack Zafrio. Given away to Stolper. Stolper to Dash in the corner. Dash pulls up from three. Bang! Daniel Dash, 6'8", center, pulls up from three and connects for his first basket of the game.
You don't usually see that from a big guy now.
Looking like Kevin Love of the Cavaliers. Top of the key, number 10, Louis Perfetto, gives it to Zafrio. In the paint, in the post, it's number 14, Jack Carmelo, over Dash, sinks in a nice reverse move in the post.
That was a nice move by Cordillo on Dash there to put in the basket for the Indians.
Shanahan gives it to Daly at the top of the key. Backdoor pass is stolen away again by the Indians. Back the other way, bounce pass to Cordillo. Foul and one, foul on Daniel Dash.
It's a very poor play for Paul Washington there. They did not need another turnover that leads to a basket for the Indians. The lead is extended to 3:27 by Cordillo on both of the line.
And checking into the game for the Vikings, number 14, John Balcony, number 20, Vilkan Levent, and number 30, Saif Esmaoui for his first minute of the season. And Cardillo from the line puts it up, short off the rim, rebounded by Ressa. Outlet pass to Shanahan. Shanahan to Levent. Levent mishandles it but gets it back. Ressa at the top of the key to the left wing Shanahan. A nice dribble at cut from Esmaoui. Levent driving, he is fouled on the floor, no shot. I think that's why Levent came into the game, to be aggressive more in the paint. And Washington has to put a point here, and they're going to do so by drawing fouls.
Chris Mills at his third, 14.
Baltimore will have the inbound.
The foul is on Chris. Excuse me. Yes, Chris Mills, his third. Ashmawi in the paint. A nice reverse move. Puts up a shot. Brick off the glass. Rebounded by the Indians. And Perfetto will bring it up for the point. Back the other way, Mastando. And he leans into Joe Malfonian, who was then called for the foul.
I disagree with that call there. It did not look like Joe Malfonian fouled him there. He was moving his feet.
That was number 14 for Paul Malfonian. That's his second, team's third.
The Indians on the far side.
Foul is on Malfonian. That's his second. Inbounding Mastando. He finds Gargiulo. Number 23 is Zofrio from the block on the right side of the paint. He sinks the jumper. 10-point lead for the Indians.
The press has got to get over there. That's too much space and time for the Indians to generate shots.
Shanahan at the top for the point. He drives left. Pulls off. Pulls back to the three-point line. Levent in the corner. He pulls up from three. No good. Rebounded by Shanahan. A good defensive rebound. Who almost stepped out. Puts up the floater. And he connects from the soft floater.
Nice rebound. Nice touch by Shanahan.
By Connor Shanahan.
And Coach George Brun was telling the Indians to speed it up with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Bounce pass in the post to Frio over Ressa. No good off the back iron. And it's rebounded by point guard Chris DeMellis at the top of the key. DeMellis with the ball on the right wing. Drive, spin move. Shot by Zofrio from three, no good. Rebounded by Shanahan. Fast break the other way. He stops. Floater in the lane. He scores on a nice spin move.
Johnson is only down by six now with 1:40 to go in the third.
DeMellis at the top at half court, guarded by Shanahan. He gives it to Perfetto. Perfetto to the cutting Mastando, back to Perfetto, and DeMellis at the top of the key. Drives, a nice swim move, up and under, no good lay-in. Rebounded by Shanahan, the other way, fast break. He drives, Euro step, shot up, blocking foul on Cargiulo. Shanahan will go to the line for two.
And that, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Give the ball to Connor Shanahan now. He is hot. He has made two of the last passes before Washington, and he's generating the only offensive floor right now as he goes to the line for a 1-1.
Two shots signal from the ref. That was called a shooting foul, not on the floor. So it will be two shots. Shanahan's first from the line is good. And it is a 5-point lead for the Indians. Checking in for the Indians is Joe Locurto, and Jack Zofrio will come out. 1:20 left to play.
Fouls on Cargiulo
at the third quarter. Shanahan from the line again. The shot is up and it's good. 2 for 2 from the line. Very pretty basketball from right now from Shanahan.
Scored Ford's last 6 points here, and look for Ford to keep giving the ball to him on the offensive side of the ball.
Johnny Bellini guarding Locurto. Locurto feeds the post and it's picked and stolen away, but out of bounds from Saeem Eshmawi. Indians basketball, 24 left on the shot clock. Inbound from under the basket. Gives it to Mastando. Mastando drives baseline. Puts up a floater off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Ressa. Great defense from the Vikings. Shanahan with the ball. Top of the key, Shanahan. Calls out his play. Ashmawi sets the screen. Shanahan the other way. Pulls up from three. No good. Off the front iron. And the back. Rebounded by Ashmawi. Offensive rebound. Malconian top of the key. Spin move in the paint. Bellini driving. He feeds it out to Malconian. Pulls up from three. He connects. That's a huge move for Washington. Joe Malconian banks in the 3-3 Portland to one. Joe Malconian with a huge triple for the Vikings. Perfetto gives it to Mastando on the left wing. Top of the key to DeMellis. Down low to Perfetto. Guarded by Bellini. He drives baseline. Great defense from Bellini. Floater, no good. Rebounded by Ressa. Vikings again with the ball.
What a comeback. This is from four.
12 seconds left in the third quarter. Shanahan with the ball yet again. Will he do what he did to end the first half? Shanahan with the ball. He drives. Pulls up. Shot. It's good. Connor Shanahan, 6 of 8. giving the Vikings the lead 37-36.
Connor Shanahan cannot be contained right now. He is dominating this Indian defense. He is carrying every shot he takes, and he's carrying Kyle Washington on his back. His court takes a 36-37 lead.
A 10-0 run for the Vikings, ending the third quarter. And we will be back here with WDOT Port Washington for the fourth quarter. 37-36, Vikings lead.
We are back with Port Washington basketball. It is 37-36, Port Washington. Connor Shanahan has brought this team to life here. It will be Indians ball out of bounds.
As we said, I'm going to say it again. We said it in the keys to the game. Shanahan needs to get it going, and he is doing just that, giving the Vikings the lead in the fourth quarter. And he will continue to do that from here on out.
Vanellis brings up the ball for the Indians. Guarded by Shanahan, drives left, pulls up right outside. No good. Rebound to Shanahan.
The Vikings are playing amazing defense right now, and they are holding on to the basketball, limiting the turnovers, which is giving them success.
Shanahan driving to the business. Arrested inside, puts up a layup off the front rim, no good. Arrested a one line, shoot two.
The Vikings are, not only are they being aggressive, but they're getting down low, and they're getting called. They're getting the Indians to foul them.
Now the foul was on Santella. That is his fourth foul. This could be big news.
And they are capitalizing from the free throw line. Let's see if Ressa can do it here.
Ressa's first attempt off the front rim. No good.
More coming for Ressa.
And then comes for the Indians. Perfetto. And out comes Santella with four fouls. Ressa with the second attempt from the line coming up. For Washington rolling with Shanahan, Marconi, and Ressa, and Bellini, and Daniel Dash. Second free throw attempt. No good. Tipped out by Connor. But corralled by number 11, Estadio. The ball is not controlled by Gorilla, but it tips it out to Perfetto up top. Indy has controlled the ball. Perfetto drives right on Ressa. Puts up a layup off the side of the backboard. No good. But rebound to number 20, Bush, who puts up a three. No good. Rebound to Shanahan. Shanahan drives at the lane. Shanahan up top, taking his time. Daniel Dash ready to set a pick on the left side, but Connor opts to drive right. Goes behind the back on Vanellis. Puts a crazy shot up the front rim, no good. Rebound to Alcone. Puts it to Lamb, no good. Rebound to number four, Vanellis.
That was great dribbling move by Shanahan. Vanellis, unable to get the shot.
To Mastondo, no good. Rebound to Russell. And Paul will look to slow it down here. Marconi to bring up the ball for the water. He drives left on Perfetto. Now slows it down up top. Gets to the right side to Garrett Ressa. Beyond the 3-point line. Drops it off to Shanahan. Gets it up top to Dash. Run it by Gardillo. A pass into to Marconi and is taken away by Vanellis as he brings the ball up for the Indians.
It has been all Indians so far in the fourth quarter because the Vikings are turning it over. They need to hold on to that basketball as they did in the third quarter.
Estando on the right side, guarded Bellini. Now back into the right wing. Mike Cardillo drives on Dash, but took the layup, no good. Rebound to Darrell Russell. 6 minutes to go.
Bellini with some stellar defense as a bench player.
No points scored here in the fourth yet. 6 minutes to go. Port leads by one. John Bellini up top. Gives it to the right wing to Falcone. Looks for Dash cutting inside, but instead off to Connor up top. And Connor takes the shot on Vanellis, drives right on the free throw line, puts up a shot off the back rim, no good. Tipped out by Daniel Dash and Falcone. Falcone drives, spin moves on his own team, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts up another shot, and it's in for Port Washington.
That is a great protection from the Vikings. As the Indians will take a 30-second timeout. Some great rebounding by Dash. And even better finishing by Marconi with a spin move, getting his own rebound and putting it back up.
With 5:37 to go, Port Washington leads 39-36, and we'll be right back to you with more fourth quarter action. We are back with fourth quarter action here. Port Washington leads 39-36. 5:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jack Stolper is back in for Port Washington. Matt, what does Port Washington have to do to hold on to this lead and win this game?
They have to remain aggressive, as they are right now. And they are on a 12-0 run, I believe it is.
5:36.
Holding on to the basketball and aggressive are the keys right now to success for them.
Estando gives it directly to Perfetto. Now to the right wing to Vanellis. Back up top to Bush. Estando drives. This is stuffed away by Daniel. Again, layup is over Daniel. Estando on the layup here for an offensive rebound by itself. 1.8 for 40, just over 5 minutes left. Stolper with the ball for court. Daniel trying to find room on the inside. Takes the pass to Connor, now to the right wing to Marconi. Now
Cummings guarded by Bush. Now Cummings looking for Luke.
Drives right.
Great move from Drummond.
He's turning in
to a great player for this team. He might even start next game the way he's playing right now. 3-point lead for Fort Washington. Now the Indians have the Mellis on the right side. Guarded by Shannon. Now Bush all the way on the right side. Guarded by Mark Daly. To the left side to Fennellis. He lines up the three. The shot is good.
That
was a great job by Fennellis creating room from the defender to get a free shot, and he puts it in.
Stolper brings up the ball for Washington. To the right side to Alconi. Alconi dribbles up tight to Daly right outside the key. Finds Shannon and Shamoon. Drives on Bush. Finds Daniel in deep. And there is a foul. It was an easy layup for Daniel, but it was fouled on the play. He would go to the line and shoot two. That was an opportunity for Bort to get an and one there. He just couldn't find the touch on the ball.
Dash needs to be more aggressive. He needs to go up strong with that basketball and put it in. He has the size. He just needs the strength to do it.
Dash in the line for the Vikings.
Dash is supposed to tap in the free throw line. That hurts for Washington. Every point matters at this point in the game.
One more coming for
free throws are big.
They're
going to start using timeouts. They're going to start using fouls to send to the line. They need to sink these late game free throws.
Santella back in the game for the Indians. Out coming to a push. Second free throw attempt is good.
Gives Fort Washington the lead 42-41.
Guarded by Stolper. Slips through right now, though, right wing to Fennellis. Santella up on top of the front door, just like that. Puts up a layup, no good.
That is great help defense from the Vikings.
Mark Daly brings up the ball with some pace. Gets by Cargillo. Dishes to Stolper, who goes on the right side for a shot. No good. Lead out to Fennellis. Fennellis drives with the right wing. He goes for the layup.
And it's off the back rim.
Finds an outlet to Daly. Dangerous pass. Under the basket, they're double teamed. And a turnover by Mark Daly. Corralled by Pavetta. Another pass kick by Fort Washington. This is from the ball, and there's a foul. It'll be on Fort Washington.
There are many little skirmishes right now in this basketball game. Both teams need to calm down and control the game if they want to take the lead and win this one. I think whichever team does a better job at controlling the basketball, holding on to it, maintaining possession, will win this game.
Send it all game.
Viking foul on Stolper, that's his first.
Started by Shannon, pulls up from three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound up for grab. Grab by Joe Malconia. Just over 3 minutes remaining. Court down by 1 point. Connor Shanahan drives on Malconia. Finds Joe Malconia driving for a layup. No foul calls. Layup no good. Rebound to Santella.
I thought for sure that there was a hack on that play, but the refs thought otherwise once again.
Malconia was looking for a call on that one, but didn't get it. Now the Indians control the ball. On the right wing, Santella, guarded by Russell. Drops it off. Layup by Mastando, no good. He got fought for. And there's a whistle on the play, and it will be a jump ball. And it will be Fort Washington ball. With 2:39 remaining.
The ball goes
right now.
The ball goes to the Vikings.
By Coach Dooley, by Fort Washington. And we will be right back with more action. Fort Washington down by one here with 2:39.
Full timeout called by Fort Washington. The game.
Fort Washington is now back.
Invitational tournament.
2.5 minutes to come. Alconi brings up the ball. Fort Washington is down by 1 point here. Russell up top. Gives it to Dash on the right side. Finds Russell down low. He finds Shanahan on the drive. Underhand layup, no good. Daly tries to put away dunk, but missed. And now the Indians will look to slow it down. Mastando guarded by Alconi. Ball was lost, but now Santella controls the ball, guarded by Russell.
Both teams looking very jittery right now down the stretch. They need to calm down and relax.
Up top, this is Fennellis on the left side, guarded by Shanahan. He drives right on Shanahan. Puts up a floater and down the stretch. Just over 2 minutes to go here. Shanahan brings up the ball for Fort Washington.
Give the ball to Shanahan, let him shoot the basketball to tie this one.
He dribbles right on Perfetto. And there's a foul on number 10, Perfetto.
Washington will have the ball here. With just 1:45 to go, 45-42. It'll be a 1-1 for Shanahan. And each free throw attempted by Paul Washington is more important than gets.
Manhattan's over the limit.
He needs to sink this one. And the Vikings need to get an offensive rebound if he misses.
Are you surprised the Vikings don't have Jack Stoltman right now?
I'm not surprised. They need to get going for more aggressive defenders and more aggressive shooters. They need to come back and hold the Indians to 45 right now in order to win.
Shanahan nailed the first free throw, which was huge for Paul Washington. Second free throw.
Very lucky bounce from the rim.
The lead is now down to 1 minute. 1:40 to go. Profeta drives. Back drops it up back in the standoff. Back to Profeta. Canellis on the right side. Guarded by Shanahan. Canellis is the go-to man for the Indians right now. And he has the ball. Looking for Frangillo inside. Can't find him, so he gives it up back in the standoff. Guarded by Nalconi. Back up top to Canellis. He drives right through the free throw line. On top of Shanahan. Gives it down low to Frangillo. Guarded by Dash. Lost his dribble. Looking for a crazy circus layup. No good. Rebound being fought for. And there's going to be an
out. Oh, the ball. 1:12 remaining. A little taunting there by Joe Malconian, looking into the fans of Manhasset, clapping in their faces after the ball is hitting the court.
I'm not sure it's time for taunting yet. It's still a 1-point game. We're approaching 1 minute remaining. Shanahan driving on Canellis on the left side. Pulls up for three. No good.
A very aggressive shot from Shanahan. With a minute to play, down by one. Timeout is called by Coach Bruns of the Indians.
51.6 seconds remaining for Washington, down 45-44. And we'll be right back with the last minute of basketball here.
We're back with the Vikings basketball here.
For Washington, down by one in the fourth quarter, 51.6 to go. It'll be Indians ball under their own basket.
30 seconds on the shot clock. Stop here for Bill Washington coming up in the middle. Profeta, he's Mastando on the left side, moving back to Profeta, now to Canellis on the right side. He drives on Shannon now, looking into it to Margillo, can't find it. Mastando drives on Daniel, puts the shot, and he's fouled by Daniel Dash. That's a huge foul, he can't believe it. Julie says to calm down, and the Indians will go to the line for two.
Stupid fouls by the Vikings late in this one, giving the Indians two free throws to force them to
get it. That's his third. At the line from Manhattan, John Mastando.
Mastando will go to the line here. 38.2 to go.
Two shots for Mastando.
The biggest free throws in the game right now.
Much free throws here for the Indians, and see if they can seal the deal, putting them up by 3 to 38 seconds.
Second free throw attempt.
And he does. He does just that. That is clutch free throw. And points down by 3, just over 30 seconds to go. Shanahan with the ball, double team. Finds Russia in deep, looking for Daniel for an easy layup. 1 point win.
Now, as Dash got that feed from Ressa inside the paint, he went up and it looked like he wanted to slam it home with the dunk. But last year in this very gym, in this very tournament, Daniel was called for a technical foul for hanging on the rim. So that might have gotten in his head a little bit and scared him. So he touched it off the glass nicely for the 1 point deficit that the Vikings face right now. It's exactly 27 seconds left.
Either way, it was a smart play for Daniel Dash there to lay that one in to bring this game within one. 27 seconds to go. It'll be Indians ball once we come out of these timeouts.
The shot clock is turned off. Indians basketball. I'm assuming that the Vikings will foul them.
They will
try to get a steal for this.
They will try to get a steal. If the press
does not
successful, I think that they will foul, sending them for the 1-1.
This game is still easily in reach.
Excuse me, the Indians are not in the 1-1 yet. They are not in the bonus yet.
So they have a foul to give. 47-46. The team's coming out of their timeouts now. Huge possession for the Indians here. Horrible will look to steal the ball right away.
They are sending now Gio Rivera, number 4. He's a junior. This is his first appearance this year. And Carolina. He is known for his defense. And the Vikings have their defensive unit out right now. They have Shanahan, Balkonian, Bellini, Ressa, and Rivera.
The Vikings need a steal. That is the storyline right now. 27 seconds to go. Indians to inbound. Shanahan guarding the inbound. Looking for an alley. Gets it to Perfetto. Godwin with the ball. And he is fouled. Perfetto will go to the line.
16,000 on court.
It'll be Indians ball from the sideline. Court has another chance to steal the ball before the Indians are in the bonus.
That is a sixth foul. Seven. One more to put them in the bonus and shoot 1-1.
One more chance. Toscano recovers the ball.
Pushed away. No ball.
Joe Nocconi was pushed. Maybe a little action there. And Nocconi Shanahan fouls Samelis. Excuse me. 5 seconds left.
Now, Pony and Mookie to draw two charges there. He was bodied down to the floor. No call on both attempts.
With 17 and a half seconds to go, Camellus will go to the line. Daniel Dash back in the game for Gio Rivera. It's going to be a 1-1 for the Indians. Jack Scopa back in the game for John Green.
Seventh foul on Tribal. Seventh foul on Tribal. One plus the bonus.
If the Indians sink the first one, they will get the second shot. If they miss, the Vikings need to get a rebound and come down the court quickly with only 17 seconds to spare and try to sink it. They are down by one. So any shot, with a miss right now, any shot will put the Vikings in the lead if it's made. If they miss, a rebound is completely necessary.
The free throw up.
No good. Rebound by Daniel Dash. 15 seconds remaining. Jack Stolper brings up the ball for Washington. Drives right side. Gives it to Connor Shanahan. 10 seconds remaining. 5 Garrett Russell down low. The layup is no good. 7.1 seconds remaining. Garrett Russell on the line to shoot two. The layup was in and out. That was jump basketball.
He is jumping in disappointment after that missed layup. That looked in and rolled back out off the rim. And now he will have to make at least one to tie it. And one to take the lead with 7 seconds left.
The Indian defense double teamed Connor Shanahan there, leaving Garrett Ressa open for an easy layup with the opposite guy. But what would have been an easy make? He will have two shots into the crowd. He's going insane. And the free throw by Garrett Ressa to tie the game up. First shot.
Looking at his friends and fans in the stands, cheering. I've never seen him this excited. One shot to take
second
the lead.
Attempt to Russell.
No good. Rebound. Putting the team on their backs, sealing the tie, and late playing great defense to stop the Indians from scoring to take the lead with time expiring. So we will go to overtime. And Dylan, what do the Vikings need to do or continue to do to seal the win in overtime period one?
Have to give their ball to playmakers. Connor Shanahan, Garrett Ressa in deep, Daniel Dash in deep. They need to be aggressive. That is the only way they will draw fouls and
come up with the
chance overtime. The team that controls the possession more and doesn't turn the ball will win this game.
And out come the players from their bench.
4-minute overtime period. The Vikings are going with seniors, Stolper, Shanahan, Dash, and Ressa, and junior Melkonian. And the Indians will send out Famelis, Cargillo, number 10, Perfetto, Mastando, and Jack Zafrio. Dash and Cargillo will take the tip for the overtime period, 47 all. Exciting basketball from this one. One bouncing up, the tip is up. Tipped away from Dash to Ressa. Shanahan with possession at the top of the key. Calls out his play. He drives, pulls back to the three-point line. Stolper in the corner. Cutting Ressa, gives it to Melkonian, top of the key. Melkonian, he drives, nice dribble move, spin in the paint, puts up a nice shot, no good. Defensive rebound by Mastando.
That was a good drive by Melkonian. He just needs to finish there on that layup.
And Perfetto gives it to Famelis, to Cargillo, down low on the baseline. Mastando to Zafrio, top of the key, to Famelis, right wing, guarded by Shanahan. Dribble move, he gets by him. Regained defensive. Cargillo from the shot, from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by the Vikings, by the Indians, excuse me. And in the paint, it is stolen away by Ressa. Shanahan will slow it down for the Vikings. 3 minutes to play, 47 all. Ressa drives baseline. He is fouled by number 23, Jack Zafrio.
Huge mess in the middle on Fort Washington's defensive end. They came away with the ball there, and that was huge. A couple missed shots from the Indians there, and now Ressa will go to the line with 3 minutes left.
Ressa will go to the line. He sank one earlier in the fourth quarter to send this game to overtime. Let's see if he can give them the lead with exactly 3 minutes on the clock left in overtime number one. The first one from Ressa is off the back iron, no good. The Vikings need to do a better job of holding on to the basketball and sinking their free throws. Day in and day out, we say this every time. Ressa's second option is no good off the front iron, rebounded by Cargillo.
Those are two huge misses from Ressa. He needs to make at least one of those in this overtime.
Perfetto bringing up the ball, guarded by Stolper. He gives it to Mastando. Famelis, top of the key, guarded by Shanahan. Down low to Perfetto. He drives baseline. Swatted away by Ressa, stolen. Vikings basketball, outlet pass to Stolper, slowing it down. He falls down and loses the ball, but it's a jump ball. They're fighting on top of each other. And a little skirmish right here between number 10, Louis Perfetto, and number 33, Jack Stolper of the Vikings.
Huge mistake by Jack Stolper there. Another unnecessary turnover. And the worst time to do it, 2:34 left in overtime.
Supervisors from both schools are keeping hold of their school's fans, keeping them in check. Late in this game, 2:28 left to play. Mastando with the ball, drives, gives it to Zafrio on the right wing. Top of the key to Perfetto. On the left wing, Cargillo. Number 20, Bush to Famelis. Famelis drives left, puts up a shot off the glass. It's good, a pretty basketball move from Chris Famelis, guarded by Shanahan.
First 2 points of overtime, go to the Indians. Don't use the fight back here, 2 minutes to go.
2 minutes to play. Five out is called from Stolper. Stolper drives, screen by Ressa, they bump into each other. Step back, passes to Ressa, top of the key. Malconian right wing. Dribble at moves, Shanahan cuts to the basket. Stolper pulls back, Shanahan, he drives, pulls up from the elbow, he is fouled. No good off the front iron, but he will go to the line for two.
Not a good foul by the Indians. Only 10 seconds on the shot clock. Very difficult shot for Shanahan. He seemed to be double-teamed, but put it up anyway. He has a great arc to his shot. It didn't look to be going in there, but he was fouled on the play. He will go to the line and shoot two huge free throws for Fort Washington.
Shanahan needs to sink both of these with a minute and 44 left to play. His first shot from the stripe is up, and it's good. Shanahan is sinking his free throws all game. And in comes number 10, Johnny Bellini, who is in for number 33, Jack Stolper.
I don't know if I agree with that coaching move. We got the young player in there instead of the senior with only 1:44 left in overtime.
Shanahan's second shot is good, ties the basketball game at 49 with a minute and 44 left to play. Famelis bringing the ball up, guarded by Shanahan. Screened by Cargillo at the top. Famelis pulls up from three, he bricks it. Rebounded by Dash, who loses it, but gets it back. regains possession. Outlet pass to Malconian. Malconian brings it up the court. And he gets it stolen away by Cardillo. Cardillo, and he sticks it in on the layup off the glass. Horns is called by Shanahan. 1:05 left to play. 51-49. Shanahan with some good dribble moves. Rest on top of the key. Malconian, he drives baseline. Puts up a great shot, but he misses the lay-in. And it's stolen away by Johnny Bellini. Great defense from the junior. Malconian for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Cardillo. 40 seconds left. And we have a timeout called by Coach George Bruns of the Manhasset Indians. 40.7 seconds left to play in overtime. 51-49 Indians. And we will be back after this timeout from Manhasset High School. WDOT Port Washington reporting back here. 40.7 seconds left to play. 2-point lead, 51-49 for the Manhasset Indians. And the Vikings come out with the same lineup they finished with. Dash, Shanahan, Ressa, Bellini, and Malconian. Dylan, what do the Vikings need to do to seal the win or come back and tie it to send it to second overtime?
Start off right now, they need a defensive stop.
And Bush with the inbound to Thamelis, guarded by Shanahan. Shanahan playing very good press defense. Thamelis brings it across half court. 7 seconds between shot clock and game clock. Cardillo at the wing, picks up his dribble, gives it to Thamelis. 15 left on the shot clock, 20 seconds left in the game. Guarded by Shanahan, great defense, use of the hands. He drives in the paint, shot up, it's no good. And it's a foul on a blocking foul on Port Washington. I believe that was Joe Malconian.
I did not see that anywhere. I couldn't even believe it was on Joe Malconian. And the Indians will go to 1-1.
Number 23, Jack Zafria, will shoot the 1-1 to give them a 3-point lead or miss and give the Vikings the ball if they can get a rebound. Checking in. For Bush is number 10, Luis Perfetto. Big free throw from Zafrio here. His shot, it goes up, and it's no good. Rebounded by Cardillo, and he misses the layup. Timeout called by Malconian.
That was an excellent effort from Joe Malconian to corral that ball and get that rebound from Port Washington. If they did not get that ball, this game is all but over. They would have had to foul, and the Indians would have been right back to the free throw line to put away this game. And now Port Washington has the ball with just over 10 seconds left.
The heart and pride of Port Washington right now is very indicative of their season and how it's going to play out. If the Vikings can come back and win this one, they are down two. With 11.2 seconds left, it will be their basketball. On the opposite baseline, they'll have to bring it across half court and sink a shot. If they could do just that, to tie the game or even make a three to win it, the Vikings will have a very phenomenal season this year.
I think we all know who this play is getting drawn up to right now. It's going to be Connor Shanahan. If it's not going to Connor Shanahan right now, Port has to be doing something wrong. He's been on fire this whole game. He's been nailing his shots, and he's been confident in every single point of the court. I expect this ball to go right to Connor and for him to do his work, either in the paint or on the outside. He is deadly, and he could get Port right back in this game with the basket.
Shanahan is their lethal weapon. He is their go-to guy in the beginning of the game, late in the game, down the stretch, no matter what. Connor Shanahan is the guy you go to, and they need to go to him right now to sink a shot, put up a three, put up a layup. Dylan, what are you going
to say? Well, are we expecting press here from the Indians with only 11 seconds left? If they foul here, what's going on the line?
The Indians might very well foul to send a 1-1 and give the shot at missing the free throw rather than make them making the shot.
And it seems like
and Schmitz checks into the game for Dash. Bellini is out, Daly is in. Shanahan has the ball, 10 seconds left, top of the key. He drives, 5 seconds left. Shanahan, fake shot, Malconian for three, no good, game over. Indians win 51-49.
And Dylan, what are you thinking right now as that play was not to Shanahan, it was to junior first-year varsity player Joe Malcone, who misses the three-pointer.
That had to be a broken play, Matt, because that ball was in Kyle Shanahan's hands, and he had the opportunity to put that game away. Instead, he decided to go back to Joe Malcone, who missed the final shot.
It looked like that play was drawn up for Shanahan to shoot from the elbow. On the right side, he had a wide open shot, pump faked, the defender jumped, and he just didn't shoot. 51-49, final score in favor of the Indians. Dylan, pleasure doing this broadcast with you. Thank you for listening. So long from Matt Levine and Dylan Spilko from Manhasset High School.